Welcome back to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. On today's show, I have my the other host, Greg Eric, and Michael Colligan. We're going to talk about some things that concern me in my own business, and I want to, go with my old friend that we've grown together for so many years and talk it through. And we're going to let you guys listen in on the kind of conversations Greg and I have had over the years. This one is actually pretty complicated, so get ready. Before you get ready, put this on pause right now and go to SATCO.com. That's for Satco Light Thing, Right Thing, Greg Eric.
You know, I do a fair amount of work in multi-housing and senior housing, and there's a lot of that in every market. And I don't know anybody better than Satco with the products they offer because, not only do they have every LED fixture you need and bulb you need, but they have the decorative stuff too. And when you combine that, that's dangerous, man. You got decorative fixtures, you got everyday light bulbs, you got components, you got sockets. Satco, they're the ticket, man.
I got an anecdote for you here. Yesterday, I was getting rocked for tenons and slip fitters and all that sort of stuff, Greg. And I just remember, I said, you know what? We've talked about this before. I emailed a couple of nailed members, and 10 minutes later, I got 50% off on all my tenons and slip fitters for my outdoor lighting project that I'm working on. What a reason to join Nailed, just to be friends with people that do the same thing as you do every day. Go to NAILD.org, Greg Eric.
Oh, for sure. And that's a quick email. It's easy. You save money. You look like a hero to your customer, all by being friends with a couple of nailed people. Awesome.
Hey, who I'm getting jacked on tenons and slip fitters. Where should I go? Boom, boom, boom. Three emails right away. Check out these guys. So, yeah, go to NAILD.org. Of course, we have a convention coming up in September in Dallas, Texas, America's Lighting Convention. That's right. Check it out. NAILD.org. What's happening, Greg Eric?
Hey, we're here. We got our green screens now looking fancy and wild.
We're getting fancy with this thing. I know we're kicking it up a couple notches, but you know what? The world's in a crazy place, and the world needs Get a Grip on Lighting and all you listeners out there to get their game and kick up their game a little bit. And so I want to talk to you about what's happening in the macroeconomic environment. And I'm going to sound stupid to some people that have economics degrees. I'm just going to say it right up front because, you and I don't have economics degrees. So if I get something wrong or whatever, everybody kind of knows what I mean, right? So inflation is a problem, Greg.
Okay. I've heard
Okay.
that. Sure.
Right? It's a problem in Canada. It's a problem in the United States. And it's like a Chinese water torture problem. It just keeps getting
Consistent.
worse consistently. So when you say inflation is at 5%, but that's 5% on 5% on 5% continuously, or it's like going like this, right? It's not that it's at that stabilized at 5. No, it's like that is a problem. And then the other thing is that, you look at how they measure inflation, pack of smokes, a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, or whatever the hell's in that basket that they measure. But we know that they don't measure residential real estate prices fairly accurately. And I know in Canada, at least, that residential real estate is absolutely gone up crazy. Like it's out of control. And that's not a political thing. Everybody knows that. It's so expensive to buy homes in Canada now, and especially for young people trying to enter the market. So there's tons of inflation being directed into hard assets, right? And, so that's the inflation is not being measured. So maybe it's at 8, 9, 10%. Who actually knows what the real number is? And we should know because our leaders should be able to tell us this, but they're not because they're politicians and politicians want to get reelected. And they would never get reelected if everybody found out that the real rate of inflation is 15% and we're getting close to, craziness. So, anyway, my point is this. What do you do as a lighting distributor? What do you do?
What do you do? I don't know that. Have you seen our costs haven't gone up? For a while there, they got cute and we're going to say, hey, everybody's cost is going up and here's why. And they gave a variety of reasons. And you find out, that didn't really need to happen. And now they've steadied back out. So when their costs don't go up, I should say the material costs, the install labor side has gone up.
Yep. There you go.
So I've noticed that significantly, but it's kind of weird how I see it. I'm always like overthinking it, like, oh man, last year it used to be this, or in this market it would cost this, but in that market it's normal to be this. And I think you got to accept it and go with it because, your opinion and perception is not always what the person that's actually writing the check is. They might say, oh, that's a good deal. Let's go.
So
But
I'll comment on the low
negatively
cost of light bulbs and light fixtures right now. I'm going to comment on that. I think that's going to change really quickly. And when I say really quickly, I mean like a year and a half. I think that the low costs we're seeing right now is fundamentally a result of, number one, people exiting the lighting business. So they're selling off dead stock. The supply chain glut, everybody overordered, right? They overordered and they have too much stock. And so, for example, if you, let's say you're bringing in, I don't know, pick like a Satco, right? On this, that's the sponsor of this program. Let's say you're sitting on 20,000 2x4 panels, okay? Something like that. And they're all not wattage selectable and volt and color selectable or whatever. They're 4,000K, say, okay? And maybe they're going to roll off a DLC QPL coming up sometime soon. And that happened with 5.1, so you're a little bit paranoid about that. And on top of that, you sell them for what? What do they cost? What's the day-to-day on a basic 2x4 flat panel, Greg? 50
The
bucks?
selling price in our market?
No,
Yeah,
that what are you
it could
buying
be in
for?
there.
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah, somewhere
So,
in there. Yeah. Yep.
I bet you it costs like $26 a month to store a skid of 2x4 flat panels.
True.
You understand what I
Yeah,
mean?
if you
Like,
factor in the labor
it's
and the
not like a
size.
case of MR16s. You know what I'm saying? Like, these
Right.
are big items and they take up a lot of room in warehousing. And so at what point does the warehousing of this bulk order you placed because of COVID supply chain problems start to cost you money instead of make you money? I think we've hit that point right now. I think we've hit that point where people are like, I gotta get these wall packs out of here. I got these 1x4s. Holy crap. Look at my warehousing costs. Let's blow them out. Move them out. Get them out of here. Get them out of here. Get that color selectable, wattage selectable stuff in here so I can reduce my inventory by, 70% on these big bulky things that I have to, that, are have replaced fluorescent tubes, basically. Right?
Yeah.
So what you're seeing is hot potato inventory, people blowing stuff out, trying to get. I think that's going to change once the wattage selectable and the color selectable stuff really settle in as that's everything now. Everything is color selectable and wattage selectable. There's no, that's gone, right? So people can reduce their
Yeah.
warehousing, right? And so you're going to see
I
the
think,
prices come back up.
yeah, and I think that's fair. I mean, if you look at right now, the cost of a color select and wattage select is significantly more than a dedicated. So what am I selling right now? Only dedicated for the most part,
The
unless I
smart
know
lighting
I'm in a situation.
solution. Yeah, totally
Yeah,
do.
if I know that
Yep.
they might need to
Yep.
change the color or they're
Yep.
on the fence about it, then I'll be like, ah, I guess we'll do this. But for the most part, I'm selling dedicated because of the pricing, and you're right. So then that will, I think the thing to do, and what I do is price it as though I was buying color and power select, and then work out the deal on the back end,
You're
getting a
such
better
a
dedicated
sneaky
one.
guy, aren't you? You
Well,
sneaky
you
guy.
got to do that
Well,
right
look,
now. So you got to do that now.
I was talking to a guy the other day, and he almost fell off his chair when and during the conversation. I said, "Yeah, a lighting distributor can do $4 or $5 million in sales. He'll make $1 million, $1.5 million." He's like, "What?" I'm like,
Oh,
"Yeah."
yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah." Like a hot shooter in nailed. A guy in nailed, he doesn't need to do 40 million a year to have a good lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like we control that end user, So like me, color selectable, I can just switch gears in 2 seconds. I can sell color selectable to my clients and I can not sell it to them. Like in 2 seconds based on whatever I want to sell them. Right? I can give them the pros of not going color selectable, or I can give them the cons of not going, if that person complains, you can always change the color of their lights by going up in the ceiling and hitting that dip switch on the top. But you'll probably never do it. I can manipulate
Yeah.
that sale. I just did it the other day, actually.
I kind of wonder if any manufacturer is gonna, go the opposite and say, you know what, we're gonna stick to dedicated and keep our pricing down. Will they win? Maybe. I mean, that's a strategy.
I don't
I think
think
a
that
lot of people have just
I don't
given
think
in.
the pricing is related to that. I think the color selectable or water
Okay.
selectable is a very minor increase in price on the panel. I think they just want to get rid of their inventory right now, which is why the pricing is so low. because they're paying so much in warehousing costs to store this stuff. Because listen, in the old days, how many 4 foot fluorescent tubes fit on a skid? Come on, man. You know what I mean? What do you got? 24 foot, 22x4 panels on a skid? 40 maybe?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't. I don't know exactly. Yeah. Sometimes they come two in a box, so I don't know exactly how many fit on there. So, you know, but I mean, that's expensive to warehouse, dude.
It is. It's a something that, you know, we don't. Well, as distributors, we have warehouses, and it's something you got to think about.
I don't. But I don't really store 2x4 flat panels, buddy. No chance. No. I don't have any room for that crap.
Three of them.
Yeah, they're on the front counter. They're discounted. They're $20 each. Come grab them right now. I want to get rid of that stuff. Get it out of here.
Yeah, takes up space.
So
sometimes you need them for projects, but yeah, just quick ones.
You know, I mean, you use them for warranty or whatever. Here, take that one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it's not worth filing. Just take the one right there. You know. So, but what I'm saying is that we're entering a weird stage right now with this inflationary environment. Right now, we're seeing supply chain gluts coming out into the industry. And this is why the economy is more complicated than humans can even understand, Greg, Eric, beyond human comprehension. So when somebody says they know what's going on with the economy, they're just full of crap. Nobody knows what's going on.
Right.
Okay. So you have this situation right now where there's low prices on some, I'm going to call them legacy LED, non-selectable, non-wattage selectable LED stuff. Stuff from previous.
Legacy LED.
Legacy LED. Yeah. Legacy LED.
Yeah.
Right?
It's already at that stage. Yeah.
That's right. And so, but how, you know, for example, if you are an employee right now and, you know, your cost of living is going to go down. I've got news for you. Okay? Everybody listening to this, your quality of life is going to go down. There's most of you will not be able to out-earn the increases in costs and inflation over time with a salary. That's not going to be possible. So your standard of living every single year is consistently going to go down if you're an employee. This is what's happening in an inflationary environment. And hey, I could be 100% wrong, okay? But I would say that most macroeconomics economists that are not politicians would agree with me that inflation makes the middle class and the working middle class and the working poor's. And each one of those things is more and more and more. So the working poor's standard of living is going to go down substantially. And the lower middle class is going to go down a lot. And the upper middle class is going to go down stuff. You're going to see all sorts of programs from the government coming out. They just had one in my town in Stouffville where the local what we would you guys would call a congressperson or a congressman or woman. In Canada, we call them our member of parliament. Just started walking around my town handing 10 grand to people. Yeah.
Money?
Yeah, cash. Check.
How do you get that?
Yeah, I wondered. Well, the first thing is you can't be a white man. That was the first part of it. It had to go to women or minorities, which that's a whole separate podcast, which is interesting. But the, you know, the selection process was a touch murky. Not a touch murky. It was pretty murky. As to who got the 10 grand checks in the town, because there's lots of businesses on the main street that are suffering, and only 10 people got the check, you know.
Sure.
But those businesses are going to go bankrupt, man. Like, that's why the government is doing this, because those main street small businesses. So if you own a small business and you compete with Uber Eats, you're in big trouble. If you own a small business and you compete with Amazon, you're in big trouble. If you work at a lighting distribution company and you're an employee, you got to be careful right now. Because you'll never be able to out-earn the increases that are coming down the pipe towards us, unless the government starts giving away all sorts of free cash to everybody. But that'll just make everything worse, not better. That will not make anything better. When the government starts throwing money around, all that'll happen is a certain select people will get very wealthy, and everyone else will become more and more poor. Even if they start throwing 10 grand. Because that, like, listen, giving 10 grand to a guy who makes shakes in Stouffville is like throwing money into a pit. How much are you going to charge for a stupid shake? You know what I mean?
Right.
And then the guy's got to pay 33% to Uber Eats, and half the people order it from Uber Eats. Right? It's big problems. So what I'm wondering is, can we restructure? Can small distributors restructure their businesses to offer their employees ownership stakes? Because that's the key here, folks. If you want to survive in an inflationary environment and you don't have $3 or $4 million to invest in, say, you know, real estate investment trusts or, you know, things that are going to thrive in an inflationary environment, the best way is to get a piece of the action in a business. That's the best way to do it, is to get a piece of the action of an active operating business and then help the owner build that business and make it more profitable. Do you think that that's something lighting distributors should consider? Number one, to hang on to the top people. Number two, instead of paying more, you give them a piece of the profit. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fair idea, but every situation is going to be different, right? If you don't have, if they don't have the right people or the right mindset or whatever it might be, you know, that alone should make you maybe have you reconsider who you have working for you. But mm-hmm. if you have the right people, yeah, it's an idea that can definitely help it grow and you know, not only the business, but that person as well.
But do you think it would better, like, would you, like, I'm actually seriously considering this. And the reason why is because there's benefits for me as well, because they have to pay me for the business, right? At the market rate of what it's worth. So I don't mind a big chunk of cash coming towards me. But number two, it changes the dynamic from employee and boss to partnership. And there's certain people that I thrive quite well in partnerships with, well, you being one of them. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes 1 + 1 = 11, not 2. You know, one beside one. And so I wonder if it's time for smaller businesses to start acting family business, liquefy the shares of their company a little bit, allow people to purchase the shares of their company and come in as owners, as a way for everyone to stay, have a reasonable lifestyle for the next 10, 20, 25 years until we get out of this.
You think it actually can enhance performance?
Yes.
Because you go from employee to owner, you think that enough right there will motivate people to do better?
Well, there's a couple things that you have to explain to people, which was, you know, which blew me away. It's like, you don't know that, right? Like, a lot of people don't understand how business ownership works, right? So I was explaining business ownership to a couple people here. And then the guy was into it. He got all hot and he wanted to be part of it. And he's like, yeah, I want to do it. Let me talk to my wife. Then I had to talk to his wife. So his wife calls me and it's on speakerphone. And she's saying, well, what's his contract going to be? I'm like, no, there's no contract. He's not an employee now. Now he's going to be an owner. And so this is about a shareholder agreement. And he's going to have shares in the company. And then every quarter we're going to pay out the dividends. The thing, well, how much is he going to make? No. He still is an employee of the company. So he'll continue to make what he makes now, but he'll also be able to receive dividends. So if the company makes money, then he'll get paid whatever percentage of shares he has on that. If we decide to pay it out, you know, maybe we want to save some of the capital for, you know how business works, right? You want to build your retained earnings up a little bit and you have your line of credit. And so, you know, once we have this much in retained earnings and we can sort of cash flow the company, then we're going to pay everything out, this kind of thing, right? And the person couldn't understand the difference. She thought being an owner meant that he got paid a bigger salary.
You get paid if you make money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like he thought that she thought that he was getting a raise. You understand what I mean? And so it's like, no. He's still going to get paid the same amount he's paid now. Well, then why would he be an owner? Well, because if the company makes money, he gets a piece of the action. He gets a piece of the money the company makes. But he doesn't make more as his job. I said, no, he's still going to do the same job. Right? Like, he's still going to do the same job. And so she couldn't understand that. She thought being the owner means that you get a big pay raise. Right? And so there's all these misconceptions out there about business ownership with people. And so, you know, you work in the business and you make your salary. But if you're an owner, you get to get a piece of the action, which is always in a good environment if the company's doing well. Like, for example, if your company's not going bankrupt and you get your payroll on a regular basis, and there's no collection calls coming into the company. Like, if you work there, you'll notice that sometimes, you know, we had Atlanta light bulbs go bankrupt recently, right? A
Yeah.
great,
Yep.
one of the great lighting distribution companies of the last 40 years. You know what I mean? That there was a time, Greg, when if you searched for a light bulb on the internet, Atlanta light bulbs came up number one. Do you remember that? I don't know. That might have been
Yeah, for
15
sure.
years ago now, but they were, there was a time when they were the best. I knew they were going bankrupt before they went bankrupt because they couldn't ship any orders. Right? I'd send them a PO and they just wouldn't ship it to me. Because, you know, distributors buy from other distributors, in case anyone doesn't know that. Sometimes I buy from Greg, sometimes he buys from me, and so on and so forth, right?
That's right.
Because we have different arrangements with different people. But I would send them and they wouldn't send me any orders. And I told my guy here, you know, this company's gonna go down. It was like 6 months before they went down. Right? So if you work at a company and you don't see those signals, you probably work for a company that's earning profits every quarter. And that could be significantly more than you make as an employee. And if you got 10% of that, you might get another $10,000 every quarter, another $5,000 every quarter. And if the company continued to grow, that could be more and more and more. And if you're an owner and you start thinking like an owner, you can make more money. But that doesn't mean you get a big raise, Gregor.
You're right.
How do we, is this something that we should talk about at the Nailed Convention? Should we encourage this as a way to hang on to good people, as a way to attract good people, that there's a pool of shares here that you can purchase, that you can buy into the company? What do you think?
I think it's a discussion point to be had. Again, it's hard to speak on behalf of all business owners how they would all feel about it, but I think there's some merit to it, and it's an idea. You know, especially when you are a smaller company, you know, you have some different challenges that bigger companies don't have. But if you grow it, and I've always believed in pay for, you get paid by performance to some degree. You know, like as if you're in sales, commission is the way to go. As the more you sell, the more you make. It'd be similar in this situation where the better the company does, the more you make. So it's an idea for sure.
So I've been a hot shit sales guy my whole life. Okay? But I always made more money as an owner. Right? So even if you're the top sales guy and you're listening to this, why not take your commission and buy the company from your boss? Say, I don't want 51%. I just want 10% of the. And it, guys, you have to. This is very dangerous. You're entering, you know, areas where you could get jacked, you could get ripped off, and all this sort of stuff. You know, it's like now you're a big shooter. When you're a business owner, nobody's there to take care of you. Can't sue your boss anymore. But yeah, I would encourage people right now, Greg, and distributors. You know, as you enter into an inflationary environment, if you have no money, if you're broke. One of the things you can do is stock up on the things that you sell a lot of or that you use a lot of. That's a great way to hedge inflation, actually, is to buy now and use later, whether that's T8 LED tubes or whatever. Buy the stock of that guy that wants to move them for a buck each because he can't sick of looking at them in his warehouse. Stock up on things you sell on a regular basis, but keep your prices high. That's a great way to hedge inflation. The other thing is to become a business owner. Get a piece of the action. That way, your income isn't fixed in an inflationary environment. Even if you're the top sales guy, it's limited. You can only sell so much. So consider business ownership. The other thing is that lighting distributors, why do I know this? Because I'm the manager of Nailed and I have lots of friends that are lighting distributors. Lighting distributors are very profitable businesses. You can make money being a lighting distributor, but it's very difficult to start in 2023. Very, very difficult to start. In fact, almost nobody would start one of these businesses today. But the people that have the legacy businesses, you know what I'm saying, Greg, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like nobody would want to set up a warehouse and hire staff and try to build the connections. But these existing, that makes the barriers to entry to this, because those barriers are so high now. It makes the existing lighting distributors very valuable. Profitable lighting distributors that have a good group of people, that have a good where have already have a warehouse, they're already shipping, they already have customers. These businesses become extremely valuable as the barriers to entry go higher and higher. And so maybe you want to think about purchasing a stake from your boss. Ask him to be a business partner. Ask her to be a business partner. Get a piece of the action in an inflationary environment. This is going from the macro to the micro. That's right. Lighting people out there. Think about it. Greg, any final comments on this one? Or
no, I don't think so. I didn't know what the topic would be, but that's an interesting way to think about it. And yeah, I mean, everybody's kind of in this for themselves to some degree, right?
And everybody's in for this yourself. For this.
Yes.
Listen, go volunteer if you want to give back. Okay? You want to give back? Go volunteer. Join a committee at Nailed. Like, that's a great place to give back, Greg. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
You know, if you feel this need to help others, to help the industry, you know, whatever, go volunteer. While you're working, give me the cash, buddy. That's what it's about. Right? So, I you know what? I don't want, and this is, maybe we're going to go in a whole other direction here, Greg, and I know I've done a lot of talking on this show, but this kind of spilled out in me. I don't want to hire anyone that wants anything more than more money and more vacation time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to provide, you know, some sort of ping pong championship for you at my office. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go get your own, go get some friends. go get some friends, buddy. You know, I'm here to work. I want to make money. I want to make the most amount of money I can. And then I have my own life after this. I don't want to have this. So yeah, I want those people that much, much rather have people motivated by cash and benefits and vacation time than someone who's interested in like joining a cult. Folks. I know this was, I don't know if these ones are going to work. They're kind of like Business Blast Light TED. So if you've seen our work on TED Mag, our great friend Scott Costa over at NAED and our friends over there, great organization. You know, you see some of this kind of work between Greg and I at TEDMag.com and at LightTEDMag.com. So check it out there if you like this one. But I got to talk about Satco, man. There's a company, lots of stock, Greg, you know, has everything, legacy to LED. What do you got to say about SATCO.com?
Their go-to source. And I'm telling you, you know, from experience of what I've been doing lighting is, you know, they're going to have the color power select, but they're also, to my point earlier, going to have the dedicated stuff that a savvy person can sell and save some money on and make more profit. That's what we need at the end. Satco can help you.
Light thing, right thing, the gangsters. Go to SATCO.com. And of course, great place. Lots of business owners in the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors. Why not join as an associate member? That's right. If you're an employee and you think you want to be a business owner, maybe go come to one of our conferences as an associate and meet many business owners at Nailed. Some of them looking to sell part of their business. Some of them looking to sell all of their business, you know, from time to time. I know there's myself, yourself. Can I name people? Brian Amundsen. Spencer Miles, Corey Schneider, Brian Hoff. These are all people that have purchased lighting distribution companies from other people. And they're thriving. It can be you too. Think about it. Become a lighting distributor. Join Nailed. NAILD.org. Show up at the convention. Meet some badasses in lighting. That's right. NAILD.org. We love you guys and gals.